relationships, if you have had
2008 them. Was bad. That's when it all, the media was just every day just hammering, you know, gloom and doom, and it's going to be the worst it's ever been. And, well, the brides cut back. They're like, well, I'm going to make my own centerpieces.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to do centerpieces. We're going to do a candle with petals. You know, there was a big conservative kind of pulling in of, you know, because people thought we were going to go through the worst depression ever.
Right.
A lot of DIY weddings, our corporate Christmas parties.
Oh, yeah, no people cut back on that. Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to have a party after they just laid off 20 people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't look...
Didn't look appropriate.
Very appropriate. Right. When people are suffering and they're losing their jobs or their homes to have a big elaborate party.
Mm-hmm.
But then... So we made it through that because of low overhead.
Right. You don't owe anybody anything. You guys are... Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we could get... really tight if we had to, but we didn't have to lay off. We didn't have to let anyone go. We managed to, you know, it was not easy, but we managed to get through that. And then 2011 was our best year to date.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. So, you don't know. I mean, you can't, it shows me that you can't rely on the media.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to get out there and you have to keep working,
mm-hmm.
and try to stay positive and have faith.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to have people that are going to buy the Valentine's Day mm-hmm. nice bouquet. People are still going to have weddings mm-hmm. and...
Funerals and weddings right. are always going to happen.
Those types of things are always going to happen.
But luckily, we had a good customer base.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to build that.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Building. So, I don't know. We'll see.